Welcome to episode 61 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, and as a certified Snowflake user, I'm thrilled to walk you through the ins and outs of two crucial commands today, insert and insert overwrite. Let's dive into the world of data manipulation within Snowflake, focusing today on how to add data to our tables using the insert and insert overwrite commands. Understanding these commands thoroughly is essential for anyone looking to pass their Snowflake Snow Pro Core certification exam. Insert command. First up, the insert command. This command is your go-to for adding new rows to a table in Snowflake. It's simple but powerful, allowing for individual row inserts or bulk insertions of multiple rows. The syntax is straightforward. You use the insert into statement followed by the table name, then a list of columns if inserting into specific columns, and finally the values that correspond to each column. It looks like this. Insert into table name, column 1, column 2, values, value 1, value 2. But it's not just about inserting one or two rows. Snowflake supports inserting multiple rows in one command, which can be highly efficient for bulk operations. The syntax for this scenario would be slightly different, accommodating multiple sets of values. Insert into table name, column 1, column 2, values, value 1, value 2, value 3, value 4, and so on. Also remember that Snowflake supports using a select statement instead of values, allowing you to insert data from one table directly into another. This method is particularly useful for moving or copying data within your Snowflake environment. Insert overwrite command. Next, we have the insert overwrite command. This command is a bit more specialized and was introduced to enable users to easily replace existing data in a table. When you issue an insert overwrite, Snowflake will delete existing rows that match the new rows being inserted based on unique constraints or primary keys, and then insert the new rows. This is particularly useful when you need to refresh data, ensuring that your table only contains the most current information. Keep in mind, the use of insert overwrite requires understanding and planning as it involves deleting existing data. You want to make sure that any operation using this command is well thought out to avoid unwanted data loss. Best practices and considerations. Remember to always use transaction blocks when performing bulk inserts or updates. This ensures that your operations are atomic and can be rolled back in case of errors. When using the insert command, be mindful of the data types and formats of the columns you're inserting data into. Data type mismatches can lead to errors or unexpected results. For insert, overwrite, it's critical to understand the implications of overwriting data. Make sure to have backups or snapshots of important data before executing.